Welcome to the Collegiate Sports Network. Tonight, the final game of Substate between the number 2 seeded Wichita Collegiate Spartans and the number 1 seeded Humboldt Cubs. Mr. Asterisk, first time on the broadcast tonight. How are you doing?
Connor, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me tonight. And to all the audience members out there, let me just publicly thank you for having this idea and for doing such a great job this season. Pleasure to be sitting here with you. I will let you do most of the talking tonight, but looking forward to what should be a good game.
Yeah, certainly should be a great game. And, well, while we're throwing out thank yous, just want to thank you also for helping set this all up. And, you know, really appreciate it. Really helped Aiden, Carson, and myself. There's a perfect storm tonight. Aiden and Carson both have some previous obligations, so just the two of us tonight.
Well, it's going to be a great deal of fun, and again, my pleasure. This has been great, I think, for listeners, and can't wait to keep this going into the future.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun tonight. Humboldt comes in as the number 1 seed. Really good record on the season at, I believe it's 18-3 coming into this game as the 1 seed, but had some close games with teams that Collegiate has been able to really blow out of the water here early on in Substate against Eureka and Fredonia, respectively.
Yeah, I think Humboldt's a great basketball team led by senior Trey Summer. You know, in just a little bit that we saw last night, it looks like they're a team who likes to run a nice half-court offense, very patient, likes to work the ball inside. And we'll see if they're able to do that against what's going to be the most harassing defense they've seen so far this year.
Yeah, it's really been something that Collegiate's focused on, which is just not letting teams get shots off in the half court, really not letting them get the ball across half court altogether. It's just been something that Collegiate's really been able to do to great effect this season, particularly in Substate. They've just hounded both Eureka and Fredonia. What's going to be the keys as far as Humboldt's concerned getting the ball across half court and being able to set up their half court offense?
Yeah, I think the keys tonight for Humboldt are going to be, first off, get the ball across half court, and then stay patient. Don't let our harassing defense bother them. Work the ball inside, and, you know, it's always good when you're making shots, and that'll help them a lot.
Yeah, that's a big thing, especially with the shot-making. You know, Collegiate, not that great of a shot-making team when we talk about it on the other end, but they really just win on the boards. They win down low. They do a good job of getting on the glass, making all the hustle plays, and that's really going to be, I think, the key to victory as far as the Spartans are concerned tonight.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. You know, I know they like to get out and run and take advantage of those opportunities, crash the boards, and play good defense and stay out of foul trouble, right? Limit their turnovers. I know it's the key to success for every game, but I think the same is true tonight.
Just about ready to get started here from Eureka between the number 1 seed Humboldt Cubs and the number 2 seed of Wichita Collegiate Spartans. This is the last game to make it to state. Journey to Hutch on the line. We'll take you down for player introductions.
The 6th of 2 junior, number 10, James Shackleford. From the top, this is number 15, Clay Kerr. From the front, this is number 23, AJ McKee. From the back, the ball for number 22, Martin Petty. From the front, this is number 24, Sebastian Osler. And from the front, this is number 23, Andrew Huff. The Spartans will host the next team of the Blackhawks and then Tyler Curry. The coach is set for the favor of James Clark.
There's your starting lineups now getting ready to go from Eureka. This Humboldt team, a little bit different than a couple of teams that Collegiate saw so far in sub-state competition, relatively young compared to certainly the Denver that we saw last night. He started five seniors.
No, I would agree. I would think in most games they're probably one of the younger teams around. We're a little bit younger. But I think our kids have really matured throughout the season and are ready to handle this sub-state pressure. The road to El Dorado. The road to Hutchinson. Yes.
I like that. Spartans certainly have been able to overcome a little bit of youth this season, but certainly a lot of talent on this team with the three freshmen of Sebastian Hines-Turner, Jaden Parker, and A.J. Batiste. It will be Hines-Turner tipping for the Spartans and Hull tipping for the Cubs. Here we go. One game to decide who gets to go to state. Ball in the air, tipped off, and Humboldt secures the tip. Ball controlled now by Page as Humboldt moves into their half-court set. Out around the perimeter, and an unforced error quickly in the game as the ball gets away from Hart on the pass from Page.
Just a little bit of nerves there. I'm sure they'll settle down.
Parker takes up the point for the Spartans. Picks it to Fair in the corner. Swings it back around to Shackelford and to Fair in the corner. Gets it behind Turner, now back to Fair. Fair dribbling into the defense, gives it off to Batiste. Batiste now, first touch of the game, up to Hines Turner into Shackelford. Easy look for the Spartans, lays it up off the glass and good.
Great pass there by Hines Turner.
Batiste tries to sell out for the steal in the backcourt, creates a 5-on-4 opportunity for Humboldt, and a foul is going to be called underneath on Shackelford. Looks like that's going to be called on the floor. Humboldt inbounding under the basket.
I might have missed it there. Did we have the full court pressure on, or did we fall back?
It looked like the Chiefs tried to go for the steal there really quick, but everyone else was back. Looks like Humboldt got a bit of a 5-on-4 opportunity there with the Chiefs trying to sell out.
Yeah.
Ball swung around the perimeter. Cook thought about it, doesn't take the shot. Humboldt looking to get it in, instead passing around the perimeter. Hart this time tries to get it in. Stolen by Parker. 3-on-1 opportunity for the Spartans. Parker up to the key. Layup's no good. Foul called instead on Summers.
Now, the Chiefs had a couple fast breaks last night where he had trouble finishing. That was a strong finish, just a hard foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot, too.
Batiste definitely looked a lot more confident there around the rim than he did last night, although it does have to be said he did get into the groove of last night's game and came away with a good amount of points. First free throw good from Batiste. Second free throw now on the way and good. Weddell checks into the game for Shackelford.
It's a great sign when the Spartans make their free throws. Good things typically happen.
Allows them to set up their full court press as they've done now. Humboldt going to look to get the ball and struggling a little bit. Finds Summer. Summer, double team, pass deflected. Gets it across the hole. The hole dribbling into the defense and finds an open Hart under the basket for an easy two.
There it was. Broke our press. Found the open guy underneath the basket. Well done by Humboldt.
Certainly the risk you take as the Spartans, having that really hounding full court press, you can allow fast break opportunities. As Hines Turner responds on the other end with a layup.
Great baseline drive there.
Summer dribbling against Shackelford, unable to get the ball across half court, finally able to. Picks up his dribble, looking for help. Finds Hull, posts up underneath, gets it to go.
Hull established good position there, finished underneath.
Another strong finish from Hull. Looks like he may be able to combat the size of the Spartans.
Absolutely. Hull averages about 14 points a game, so he can play a little bit.
Open three taken from Weta, missed. One-handed rebound by Hines Turner, puts it back in, up, no good.
Yeah.
Cubs now moving on the other end. Quick transition look, quick layup. Wild shot, no good. Bit of contact, no call. Cook comes down with the rebound and is fouled on the putback attempt.
It's two offensive rebounds now for Humboldt. Spartans, a great rebounding team. We'll see if we can get that corrected.
Cook goes to the line for two free throws on the foul from, I believe, Hines Turner. Correction. Looks like a Letta, actually.
Or maybe Quentin Fair.
Yeah, I see it now. That's Fair on the foul. Either way, first free throw was good from Cook. Second one misses off the mark, and Letta comes down with the rebound. Shackelford takes the ball up, gives it off to Letta. Now out to Fair. Spartans reversing the ball around the perimeter. Fair dribbles into the lane, passes to the perimeter to Heinz Turner. Shackelford calling for the ball in the corner, not going to get it. Heinz Turner instead swings it to Letta on the opposite corner, right corner. Cross court pass to Shackelford, and three in the lane called.
So Humboldt's really backing it in with a, looks like a 1-2-2 zone, making the Spartans pass it around the perimeter. They're trying to find a way inside. Didn't have the opportunity that time. The 3 seconds was called.
Yeah, it really seems like a good strategy if Humboldt can execute on it, not letting the Spartans get into the paint and instead forcing them to shoot. As we said, the Spartans not the best shooting team. Instead, they use their size and athleticism down low to get most of their points. Raspberry gets into the passing lane. The pass instead, though, gets deflected out to Page, out of bounds, and off to Legion.
There's that athletic defense by the Spartans, almost caused a turnover. Humboldt definitely couldn't get into their set that time.
Grumwright checks into the game for the Spartans. Had a good night last night coming back from injury. Him and Ahmad both now on the court. Both came back from injury last night, played well. Humboldt able to get it in from the corner. Swung out the hole, backs down Heinz Turner, kicks it to the perimeter. Pass in, deflected, regathered barely by Page. Ball deflected across half court. And backcourt violation called on Humboldt.
Good defense that time by the Spartans, forcing the turnover. See if we can get something going here on offense.
Drumwright gets it into Ahmad, and he'll control the point for the Spartans. Quick pass in the corner to Letta, back to Drumwright. Now swung in the corner to Ahmad. Heinz Turner in the post, kicks it out to Drumwright. Open three, misses just short. And
yep.
Rebound goes off of Raspberry and out to Humboldt.
Yep, Raspberry with a great job of crashing the boards there. Just couldn't handle it. Out of bounds to Humboldt.
Page went up for it with two hands, but Raspberry was able to deflect it, just unable to come down with it, though. Spartans, bit of a softer press that time. Nearly comes away with the ball, though. Cook almost turned it over. Drives into two defenders in the lane. And
nope.
Foul is going to be called. Looks like a foul called before the travel. Certainly looks like Cook took a bit of a jump there in the lane, but a foul is going to be called before going to reach him.
Yeah, foul was on Letta that time. I agree. Could have been a travel, but whistle for the foul was first.
Humboldt under the basket looking to get it in. Bounce pass goes right out of bounds. Cole unable to find Cook.
So it's always interesting when you play against the Spartans. Here we are halfway through the first quarter, multiple substitutions by the Spartans. Humboldt yet to bring the sixth man off the bench, which I don't know how deep they typically are, but that will be an important part of this game moving forward.
Ahmad missed the jumper on the baseline, and back in transition, Paul traveled as he took about 3 steps on a spin.
Nice defense that time by Ace to cause the travel.
Looks like Humboldt's moving a little bit faster than maybe we would expect early on in this game, maybe trying to match the up-tempo style of the Spartans.
Couldn't agree with you more. I'm definitely surprised by that. And again, it's, they're only going to play 6 or 7. That may be difficult for them to maintain, but we'll see.
So far, we've got a close game, 6-5 for the Spartans with 4 minutes left in the quarter. Raspberry dribbles the baseline, gets a Shackelford on the elbow, dribbles back out to the perimeter. Now Parker gets some momentum going, travel called over Corbin, sets a couple of steps before he put the ball on the floor, and it's going to be going the Tufts way.
Humboldt really, really packing in that zone, daring the Spartans to shoot from outside.
Spartans so far really haven't taken a whole lot of threes, but they have taken some really contested jump shots that just haven't fallen. So really, Humboldt's plan working really well so far. And Humboldt's going to draw another foul, moving quickly. Cook this time draws it. See who it's against. This time against Raspberry. four fouls already in the quarter for Collegiate, two more, and Humboldt's going to be going to the line for free throws.
Certainly something we've seen before with the Spartans. A little prone to putting teams in the bonus a little early, but hopefully they can get that under control.
Ooh, long three taken. Foul called, though, I believe, before the shot.
Oh, he's got an off-the-ball foul, it looks like.
It was full on the shot, missed it. Looks like a foul under the basket was called there. That's very good. His second, that's going to bring Hines Turner quickly back into the game.
And for those of you who know Spartan basketball, that'll be the end of the first half for Raspberry. He'll have to sit with two fouls.
Drumright intercepts the pass off the baseline. Spartans now moving quickly. Hines Turner, a little Euro step into the lane, gets it to go. Defender fell to the floor, no call though.
Humboldt coach wanted to charge, didn't get it that time. Good finish.
Wow. Fair nearly rips the ball away from Pohl in transition in the backcourt, and the Spartans are going to come away with it on the jump ball.
Just great disruptive defense that time by Q.
Really good hands, too. Fair able to really just get his hands on the ball where it seems like he wouldn't have been able to. It seemed like it would have been a reach-in, but he got all of the ball and just ripped it away.
You're right.
Hines Turner dribbles into the defense against three men, and another travel is going to be called on the Spartans. Maybe a little bit of nerves early on for the Spartans. This is the last game to win before they get to state, which has really been the goal all year. Already three travels early on, though, for the Spartans.
Absolutely. Wow. Humboldt, hard time getting the ball in.
Parker was able to intercept the pass and went up for the layup and was fouled, so he'll go to the line for two.
That was the first time we've seen Humboldt really struggle to get the ball in underneath their own basket.
Yeah, it's a good point. Humboldt really has done a good job so far of getting the ball across half court, getting the ball in. The last couple of possessions, though, it seems like they've struggled a little bit. Spartans have upped the intensity. Parker's first free throw goes, and the Spartans now lead 9-5. Petit checks in for Drumright. Parker's second free throw runs in and out. Hines Turner with the rebound and gets the second chance look to go. So a little bit of a backward three-point possession there for the Spartans, now leading 11-5. Humboldt quickly gets the ball across half court. Hart dribbles in, passes back out to Cook. Now back to Hart. Guarded heavily by Parker. Swings it around the perimeter to Harrington.
Yeah, here's a great example of where the harassing Spartan defense just making it really hard for Humboldt to get any semblance of an offense going. Hines turning with a rebound up the court to Parker.
Parker now back out to the tee. Spartan slowing down a little bit. Back out to tackle for Fair. Wide open three. Drains it. Line drive shot from Fair. Timeout called by Humboldt. Their coach has seen enough. A quick run from the Spartans now has them up 14-5 with 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter.
Nice ball movement there. Quentin Fair was open for three, and if we're going to make those shots, it could be a long night for Humboldt.
Humboldt just left Fair completely alone on the perimeter. Like we said, though, that kind of seems to be the game strategy. They're going to let the Spartans shoot and take their chances elsewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, 6-5 just, 30 seconds ago, and a quick 8-0 run, as you call it. Spartans looking good. They're very athletic team. Humboldt's also athletic, but Spartans just seem a little quicker.
Yeah. Certainly almost kind of a bit of a reverse of last night. We were talking about how the score had gotten so in favor of the Spartans. They were up by 11, really, at this point in the game last night, or even 13-15 point lead. But they really didn't look good. They looked kind of sloppy. Seemed like they really weren't playing their basketball. Now, tonight, game a lot closer, but Spartans playing a lot better, really kind of playing within themselves. Have limited the turnovers, saved a couple of travels, and have really just played within themselves.
I completely agree. They look real good. I will say, number 20, Jacob Harrington, has checked in for Humboldt. That is their sixth and only their sixth player to enter the game. It's 6 minutes or 5.5 minutes in, so we'll see how many more they bring off the bench.
Something to watch also, Cook Cook already with two fouls in this game for Humboldt. That will be something to watch. Quick transition look goes for Cook. Lays it in for two. Nicely drawn up play there by Humboldt out of the timeout to get the ball across court and get a transition look. Parker gives it off to Batiste on the perimeter. Parker now holding the ball. Out to Fair on the perimeter to Shackelford. Shackelford dribbles in, kicks to Batiste, three taken, no good. Parker gets the rebound, goes right to the basket for Lost, though, by Hole.
Nice block there. Another great offensive rebound for the Spartans, just couldn't convert.
Spartans have gotten their looks at second chance points, but just unable to convert. Loose ball foul going to be called on, I believe, Hole.
Oh, my goodness. So I think we were looking at points instead of fouls, but this is just as difficult for Humboldt.
Yeah, that was Hole. Yeah, my bad. I had a Cook that had the two fouls. It was Hole with the two fouls. So now his third of the game, and he's going to have to come out.
Yeah. Their second leading scorer, and he had done some good work down low for Humboldt early. So that could be a critical mistake there for Humboldt.
Fair picks up his dribble at the elbow, gives it off behind Fair, elevate for the jumper, no good, too strong. Rebound from Weta, passes back out to Fair, around to Ahmad. Ahmad dribbles the lane, jump pass to Batiste, nearly gets away. Out to Fair, steps into the three, line drive shot, no good. Wow, Spartans come down with it, 3-on-2 underneath. But Heinz Turner secures the rebound down to Weta underneath. Face out the defender off the glass and good.
Two more offensive rebounds that possession for the Spartans. Humboldt again struggling to get the ball in, but they do.
Finds Page, slips, loses the ball, and another just unforced error there for the Cubs. Going to go the Spartans' way. Page, it looks like, just slipped on the floor there and lost the handle.
You see a little frustration creeping in now for the Cubs.
Yeah, you feel like this may be a pivotal point in this game. Score now 16-7 for the Spartans out to a 9-point lead. Humboldt going to be looking for ways to stop the bleeding here. You don't want this to get out to too big of a lead, especially with one of your better players on the bench for what I'm assuming will be the rest of the half. Ball thrown away by Ahmad as it floated over Drumrack's head.
Rare turnover for Asa. Just the pass got away from him a little bit. Humboldt, nice inbounds that time.
Ball into Cook, dribbles the lane, almost gets it to go on a little spinning hook shot. Drumright now moving quickly for the Spartans. Spartans don't have numbers. Drumright nearly loses it, and Spartans are able to corral the ball and get settled down on offense. Drumright in the corner now, dribbles the baseline, takes out his defender, gets it to Weta. Weta steps on the ball and turns it over. Humboldt now trying to move quickly. Cook was able to beat Heinz Turner there. Foul called in transition. First foul on Heinz Turner.
16 foul. After getting five quick ones, that's the first foul in a couple minutes.
Next one will send Humboldt to the line for the 1-1. And a layup, a good post play there for Summer. Gets it to go.
Those are Summer's first 2 points of the game. He's their leading scorer. They've done a nice job defending. Oh.
Little push there in the half court. I believe that's going to be called on Harrington. It is.
3.9 seconds here on the clock. Spartans taking the ball out on the side. It's going to have to be a pretty quick shot here.
Keep the Spartans run a little bit of screen action. I'm not entirely sure if the score on the scoreboard's right. I think those points might have been attributed to Collegiate, so I believe the score is 16-9 for the Spartans. Ahmad takes the three at the buzzer. Misses off the back iron. Took it from about the college range. Can't get it to go, and that's going to end the quarter. Score now, I do believe, is 16-9 for the Spartans. Listed right now as 18-7. We'll see if that gets fixed or if the score is 18-7.
No, I think you're right. As somebody who does the scoreboard, I know those things can happen. It's tough. And the crowd's really being pretty kind about it. Usually they get pretty fired up about those sorts of things. They're been corrected, 16-9 Spartans. after one quarter. Gosh, maybe the story of the quarter is the third foul on Sam Holt. I'm with you. I think he probably has to sit this entire second quarter, and he being one of their top three scorers, that could be tough for them.
Yeah, certainly going to be a bit of an uphill challenge here for the Cubs going forward. They have done a good job so far, though, staying in this game. You know, they really haven't gotten run out of the building by any means by Collegiate here. They've done a good job of getting the ball across half court. We'll see if they can kind of keep with that. A good point that you mentioned earlier on was the fact that Collegiate, you know, they've played so deep and they've got so many options on the bench, whereas Humboldt, maybe without options, kind of later in the game, may get tired.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I agree with you. I think Humboldt really has handled the pressure. There have been several near turnovers, but they've maintained possession. And certainly the Spartans have caused some turnovers as well, but I would say for the most part, Humboldt handled the pressure very well.
Yeah, ball always seems like it's been able to get back to a Humboldt player, even if the passes have been a little sketchy at times. Getting ready now to start the second quarter. As we said, the score is 16 for the Spartans and 9 for the Cubs. Cook moving up now for the Cubs. Picks up his dribble and walks with it. Good contest there by Heinz Turner to cause the error.
My apologies to any Humboldt fans that might be listening out there. We talked about how they were able to break the pressure and 6 seconds in that first turnover of the quarter.
Might have jinxed him just a little bit. We've had some problems with that on the broadcast this year. Good post move there.
Yeah, but see,
Heinz Turner gets it to go.
But see, threw it into Heinz Turner with established nice position. Very nice there by the Spartans. 18-9.
Humboldt gets us off past court.
Wow.
Double team though by Batiste and Drumright causes another travel by Summer.
Two possessions for Humboldt, two turnovers. See if the Spartans can capitalize on this one as well.
Spartans looking to get their first double-digit lead of the night, leading 18-9. Parker takes the ball up for the Spartans. Picks up his dribble, gets it to a cutting fair. Fair, though, double-teamed on the baseline. Gets it back to Parker, picks up his dribble, gets it behind Turner, out to Drumright for three, no good. Spartans still having problems a little bit from behind the arc tonight. Humboldt now moving quickly in transition all the way, coast to coast, and good for Summer. Good finish around the rim, went up and under.
Yeah, great move there by Summer. You can see why he's their top scorer.
Parker looking to do much the same underneath, instead gets called for the charge. There were three Humboldt defenders standing under the basket. A little bit of an ill-advised move into the basket there for Parker.
Yeah, I think he wanted to return the favor and go coast to coast. Interestingly enough, it was Summer who picked up that charge. So after scoring the bucket, he comes down and makes a big defensive play. Humboldt's got the ball again across half court.
That was Parker's second foul, something to watch early on for the Spartans.
Ooh.
Another good post play. The Spartans let another player get right to the basket, this time Cook, as he converts with a foul. Spartan defense down low, starting to show some players in this second quarter. Weta checks in for Drumright.
Yeah, I believe that last foul was on Drumright. Cook now at the line to complete a three-point play.
Cook gets it to go. Nice roll off the front of the rim.
Little 5-0 spurt there by Humboldt. See what the Spartans can do now.
Fair picks up his dribble on the half court. Gives it off to Batiste now to Heinz Turner. Heinz Turner directing the offense. Dribbles in against Summer, and the foul is going to be called on Summer on the floor. Another important thing early on here for the Spartans, the Humboldt Cubs already in the bonus with 8 fouls against the Spartans.
Absolutely. Foul there was on Summer, his first. Oh, what a nice inbound play. Missed.
Good inbound play to Shackelford. He was blocked, though, going up. Fair found him early.
Oh,
and the blocking call is going to be called on Weta. Summer went right to the rim as he'd done on a previous possession. And Weta is unable to establish good defensive position and is called for the block. Possibly could have been a charge, but instead it'll be Summer going to the line for 2 free throws. That'll get Ahmad back into the game for the Spartans. A little bit of foul trouble starting to plague the Spartans early on in this one. 6.5 minutes left in the half. First free throw good from Summer. Cuts the lead to three. Score now 18-15.
Again, Summer the leading scorer for this team and a senior, and he's kind of taking the team on his back here early in the second quarter. Misses that free throw, but as you said, three-point game right now.
First free throw misses short. Batiste in transition, steps in for the three, good. Basket, you have to feel like the Spartans need it a little bit there as Batiste steps into the open three. Another look in transition for Summer off the glass, no good. And Spartans now able to move quickly. Pass nearly picked off instead. Hines Turner secures it. Instead turns it over as he tries to pass it to Shackelford. That time it was Hart coming down with the turnover. Game starting to move quickly now. Hart with the ball in the half court for Humboldt. Humboldt really has been relatively unfazed by the Spartan press early on. He's taken advantage of it. Oh, tough layup off the glass for Harrington as he took just a bit of a floater almost on the block that was heavily contested. And got it off the window. Batiste, another three in transition for the Spartans and gets it to go. Huge three for Batiste.
Two big threes by Batiste. Both times, Spartans have driven it down, kicked it back out to Batiste for the three. Oh, here's another foul on the Spartans. Looks like this one's on Ahmad.
Yes, I believe you're right. That is on Ahmad. Looks like Chege is going to check into the game. Game really starting to pick up an intensity, and it seems like the Spartans, for one of the first times this season, have been the first free throw goes there. Seems like for one of the first times this season, the Spartans getting run, maybe not outrun, but getting run at the same rate.
Yeah, absolutely. Humboldt's pushed the ball very effectively and had some open layups. Second free throw misses.
Shackelford comes down with the rebound, pushes up court to Batiste.
He's out of there for a second.
Yeah, Batiste with the hot hand right now. Didn't quite take the heat check. Ball back out to Shackelford. He will control the offense. Kicks it to the corner to Ahmad Chege. Posting up down low. It's going to be called for an offensive foul. Just got a little too physical there with Summer. Summer really has been doing it all for Humboldt so far. Draws another foul.
No doubt. David bumped him pretty hard there trying to establish position. Good press here by the Spartans.
Spartans with a more aggressive pass. Humboldt press, Humboldt able to get it in, though, and across half court. Now the ball back out to Cook. Shackelford falls to the floor and takes the charge. Good job by him to sell the call and get the turnover.
Yeah, absolutely. Shackelford's done a great job of that all season long. Quick feet. Quick feet allow you to pick up those charges. Well done.
Fair gets it into Ahmad. Ahmad directing the offense a little bit. Takes it to the right. Passes back out to Batiste. Good off-ball screen action by Collegiate. Gives Batiste an open three, but it missed everything and goes out of bounds. Humboldt now with the ball. See if Collegiate sets up a little bit of press. Looks like they will. Humboldt once again able to break the press. Another look in transition.
That's going to be another charge.
Another charge. Harrington just lowered his shoulder on Fair and bowled him over in the lane.
Sure did. Hugh did a great job of establishing position, but that was all in the lowering of the shoulder there.
Spartans have stabilized a bit in the last couple of minutes after a flurry of scoring. From the Cubs, score now 24-18 with 4.5 minutes left in the half. Shackelford dribbles the ball around the perimeter, drives it in, turns, steps, fires, no good.
Oh, great rebound by Chege. Oh, couldn't control it. Reddit gets it. Oh, body's on the floor. Shackelford, though, gets an offensive rebound and puts it back.
Shackelford able to come down with the rebound, converts for the Spartans, score now 26-18 of Humboldt. Once again, able to break the press. Summer, timeout called by Humboldt as Summer was heavily contested there after getting the ball across half court and picking up his dribble.
So the harassing press by the Spartans is doing a good job. But when they, in the half court, when they can set their defense, that's when we've been the most successful. If Humboldt gets the quick drive or the quick look, they've capitalized, but when the Spartans can set up their defense in the half court, they've done a great job, and that's what forced the 30-second timeout there by the Humboldt coach.
Kalija has done a good job, it seems like, responding to what Humboldt's thrown at them so far in this game. A couple of really clutch threes from Batiste in transition, able to step into them and make them. It's really kind of kept the Spartans at arm's length so far from the Cubs, score 26-18 with just 4 minutes left in half.
No doubt, and that's a lot like last night. Batiste was unbelievable in the first half and, you know, scored a lot of points for the Spartans when they needed them.
Spartans wanted a walk there as Cook took a couple of steps.
You're going to give him a
and
travel.
This time it's going to be a travel underneath on Summers as it's just one too many trying to go for the glass. So it'll be the Spartans now taking the ball up again. Ahmad directs the offense, taking directions from Fiegel. Gives it off to Fair.
Oh.
Shackelford back cut in the paint, has to kick it back out, heavily contested on the baseline. Batiste elevates in the lane, and a charge is going to be called.
I don't have the exact statistic, but that might be the fourth or fifth charge we've seen this quarter. Good defense by both teams.
Yeah, Humboldt really doing a good job, like you said, of packing the paint, making the Spartans make errors down low, really making them shoot contested jumpers, and it really has hindered the Spartan offense so far. Only 26 points so far this half. Certainly not a bad mark, but certainly not what they've been accustomed to the last couple of games at Substate.
Very true. Okay, here's a good press. Humboldt's having a hard time.
Another press from the Spartans. Some are able to get it up court, though.
That's going to be another one.
Another charge as both teams are just stepping in for charges, and both teams are getting really over-aggressive on the offensive end. This time it's on Page.
That was another case where I think established position was there by the Spartans, but lowered the shoulders.
Yeah.
Makes it an easy call.
I don't even think it matters if he was taking steps back or not. Page absolutely just lowered the shoulder into him and followed through with the arm.
Absolutely.
Drumright takes the ball up for the Spartans, gives it to Shackelford in the corner. Finds Turner posting up, gets it back out on the perimeter to Fair, back to Shackelford. Picks up a dribble, cross-court pass to Drumright, thought about the three, instead dribbles in against three defenders, no good.
There's that offensive rebound.
Mike Turner on the rebound,
wow.
Calms himself down, steps back to get a good angle at the basket and converts on the layup.
A great call there, he really did. He got the rebound, collected himself, and made a nice finish.
Humboldt able to get it across court once again. Really long steps there in the lane from Cook. Layup was too strong, though, and it goes out of bounds for the Spartans.
I think we might have actually had a tie up there, but the Spartans do get the ball in the alternating possession. Drumright's bringing the ball up the court this time. Over to Batiste. He's back up top. Passes it into Hines Turner. Top of the key. Turner takes 15-foot jumper. Good.
Great look there for Hines Turner, able to get it to go on the step back floater. Ball on the floor and out of bounds off to Lisa. Score now 30-18.
Humboldt broke the press again there, but drove it down into the corner. Got a little chaotic down there, and the ball went out of bounds. I think Humboldt's lucky to get it back.
Some are looking to get it in almost 5 seconds. Finds Page instead. Dribbling against the piece falls to the floor. Ball on the floor now. Contested, batted around. Harrington picks it up, and a foul is going to be called on Collegiate. Bit of a reach in there, I suppose.
Drumright picks up his second foul of the quarter, of the half. Yeah, loose ball there. Harrington picked it up, and Drumright just reached in. Harrington on the line, shooting two as the team is in the double bonus now, missing the first. So with 2:10 left in the half, Spartans lead 30-18. And again, interesting to note, Humboldt has played six players. One on the bench with three fouls, another Harrington, who just made the free throw, has two.
Yeah, certainly Humboldt in a little bit of foul trouble, but the Spartans also, that has to be said. A couple of players with two fouls, and surely it will be interesting to see how that goes. Heinz Turner able to get it under the basket. Keeps his defender, goes around and lays it in for an easy two.
Quick hands by Batiste.
Almost off of Summer. It goes out on Batiste instead.
And I will say the first signs of Humboldt looking fatigued. You can see it out there on some of the players now. Spartans really do make it work.
Deficit has expanded to 13. Score now 32-19 with 1:43 left in the half. Humboldt certainly looking like they're just trying to get to halftime.
Yes. Shackelford just knocked a pass out of bounds. Humboldt's got the ball now.
It'll be Tate taking it up for the Cubs. Gets it in the Summer. Back cut won't find his man. Instead, Summer takes the reverse jumper. No good. Too hard off the glass. Batiste pulls up in transition. Jumper no good. Pretty heavily contested to be taking that shot. Summer comes down with the rebound. Trying to get across half court. Picks up his dribble. Double team. Trying to find someone. Finds Page. Ball now in the corner. Picks up, given back to Page. Page against Farrow, dribbles in, takes the jumper. No good. Seems like the legs from Humboldt is starting to wear a little bit. Shots falling short and long.
Oh. There's a foul and maybe a little extra chippiness there from Page, but nothing called.
Certainly has been pretty scrappy down low. Spartans get fouled that time. Looks like it'll be Heinz Turner going to the line for the 1-1 for the Spartans. Foul was on the floor. Heinz Turner's first free throw misses, and rebound goes out to Cook.
Defending Cook is Jack Grace, who's just checked in. The Spartans' 11th player to see the court so far this half.
Summer now going against Ahmad, trying to get some separation. 40 seconds left now in the half.
When the Spartans are pressuring out near the half court line like they are now, that's when they really are at their best. Is that going to be a travel on Grace?
I think that's going to be a travel on Grace. The Spartans were able to come away with a loose ball on the floor, but Grace slid with it for a little bit, and Humboldt's going to find themselves a little bit lucky there. Retain the ball. Shackelford had the ball almost stolen. Hart was able to regather it and then put it on the floor. Free throw attempt basically there for Humboldt. No good. And jump ball going to be called on the rebound. Looks like Cook was able to get the ball over the back of Grace. Possession arrow favors Humboldt. And they're going to have another chance here with 25.4 seconds left in the half. It'll be Summer inbounding the ball under the basket.
Better defense this time by the Spartans. Well, we've got an off-the-ball foul on Humboldt, it looks like.
It is on Humboldt. Foul underneath the basket, looks like. Cook tried to gain a little bit of extra separation by pushing off a defender, and he's going to get whistled for the foul. So Collegiate now with the ball with no time running off the clock. Still 25.4 seconds left, as the Spartans will likely look to get the final shot of the half. It'll be Ahmad taking the ball up for the Spartans.
Of note there, that was Cook's second foul. So now three players for Humboldt have two fouls.
Collegiate not moving yet. Now with just under 10 seconds left, they start to move. Ahmad going for the paint. Instead, kicks out to Fair for an open three. Oh. No good. Grace comes down with the rebound. Tries to put it. Oh, didn't see how much time was left on the clock. Instead of playing the shot, tried to get it. Ahmad, that's going to end the half. The score, 32 for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans and 19 for the Humboldt Cubs. So far, a really close game for the most part, really well contested. Seems like Humboldt's come out to play.
I couldn't agree more. I'm impressed with their ability to withstand our pressure. It's led to some easy buckets for them. At the same time, as our press does, some of the times it does cause the turnovers and has led to some easy buckets for us. As we finish the half, and I feel like I'm harping on this, but I just think the foul trouble for Humboldt and maybe the lack of depth could be an issue in this second half. You're right, the Spartans also have several players with two fouls, but we're playing 11 guys for their split. So it'll be interesting to see how Humboldt comes out at half and how they're able to stay within themselves and not foul and see if they can keep this close.
Yeah, I think fouls are probably going to be the story going into the second half for both teams. A lot of players in foul trouble. Three is what it was on Pohl. He was out for really the whole entire second quarter. So we'll see how he impacts the game, likely coming back in to start the second half. For the Spartans, a couple of fouls on Parker has affected them. Also, I think Shackelford picked up a couple. So it'll be something to look forward to as far as both teams are concerned about how they can come back from that. Spartans certainly have to like where they are, though, up 13 so far.
Yeah, I would agree. It's Heinz Turner has 14 points right now, but the scoring has really been balanced. Heinz Turner does have, he's the leading scorer right now. Batiste had the two big threes, and then a handful of points for several other Spartans. Yeah, I would agree with you. I think they've got a right to a position, and we have been a team that can come out and really wreak some havoc in the third quarter, so we'll see if that team shows up and we're maybe able to get a little more space.
Certainly will be an interesting second half here coming up on the Collegiate Sports Network. Before we go to break, we'd like to remind you that this activity is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and member schools of the Kansas State High Schools Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or any part may be made without the express written consent of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. We thank you for joining us on the Collegiate Sports Network. We'll take about a 7 or 8 minute break and come back for the second half with Collegiate leading 32-19. Welcome back to the Collegiate Sports Network. Getting ready to start the second half here from Eureka as the Wichita Collegiate Spartans lead the Humboldt High Cubs 32-9.
You know, we were talking at the break about what both teams might do coming out of halftime, and we talked about the Spartans probably trying to work that ball inside and taking the ball right at Sam Hull, see if they can get him to pick up his fourth foul quickly. Hull, very early on, before he got into foul trouble, really kind of established himself as a fine offensive player. So we'll see if the Spartans can do that.
Yeah, it seems like the main players here for Humboldt tonight have been Hull in what little time he's been on the court. And Summer really had a point in the game where he just completely took over the offense and the defense for the Cubs.
I would agree. Cook has also done a nice job. He's got 7 points, and those are their top three scorers on the season. So it makes sense that they're carrying the load so far for the Cubs.
Yeah, this is a game that we said might be a little bit deceiving about the seed lines as far as Humboldt was concerned, just because of the competition they've played and kind of some of those common scores that they had with the Spartans as far as Eureka and Fredonia went. Schools that Humboldt had some close games with that the Spartans were able to beat rather handily, but Humboldt has really hung in there, has really had a pretty decent game, and they've given themselves a chance to win this one.
Without question, I've been very impressed with the Cubs.
You're ready to start the second half. Parker's going to take the ball up for the Spartans to start. Dribbles into the paint, takes a jumper on the block, and gets a friendly roll to go high off the rim, then off the glass. Good start for the Spartans, now heavily pressing. And tipped pass leads to a turnover, 2-on-1 opportunity for the Spartans. Shackelford gets it to Batiste, and a good layup off the glass of the Spartans have a quick 4-0 run to start.
Great hands there from Shackelford to get the steal and a really nice pass to Batiste, who finished very strong at the rim.
Pulled back into the game, barely able to get the ball across half court, almost stolen. And Cook drove in just a little too hard into the lane, and Fair steps in to take the charge.
Well, we had what had to be five or six, seven charges, and there's our first one of the third quarter. So the charging parade continues.
Spartans have really come out looking good on defense so far. A couple of turnovers committed already by Humboldt, and 4 points already scored from the Spartans by Parker and the Chiefs, respectively. Parker kicks it to the corner for Shackelford. Open three, no good off the glass. And Cook comes down with the rebound. Double team trying to get the ball across half court. Reverses his dribble and finally gets it across against Parker. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Summer. Thought about the three, didn't take it though. Instead, dribbles to baseline. Reverse layup. Really had no chance at that one as Shackelford sends him back. Spartans 5-on-4 as Summer's slow to come out the other end. Shackelford gets swatted away. No foul called though. And it's going the other way.
Well, I'd say that's a nice break for the Cubs because that was going to be Holt's fourth.
Certainly a close call, too. Looks like Holt might have come down there on Shackelford, but no call as Humboldt's going to have it.
The charge earlier also came from Cook, which was his third. And speaking of Cook, he pulls up for three, misses it, rebound by Batiste.
4-on-1 opportunity for the Spartans. Batiste gets it to Shackelford. Not blocked. This time a foul is going to be called, and it's going to be on Page. Well, I'd have to say that that one almost looked cleaner than the one before that, but that time, a foul called.
Looks like Humboldt's going to take a full timeout. Want to stop this run by the Spartans as quickly as possible because, as you mentioned, they are in the game, but they're on the precipice of this being a blowout. So probably a good timeout.
Starting to get dangerous for Humboldt, now down 36-19 with free throws pending. 17-point lead here for the Spartans. If you get up to 20, you know, quarters were only 8 minutes long. We're already a minute and a half into this one. You start really getting worried about going on a big run here against Collegiate. Really feel like Humboldt has to keep it within about 15 to really kind of stay in their skin.
I would agree. And I just want to point out, James Shackelford, really, what a great first 90 seconds of the second half. I think he has a steal, a block, and a shush, and a couple points. And I believe he's the one on the free throw line.
Yeah, Shackelford certainly filling up the stat sheet early on. And like you said, he'll be going to the line for two free throws after this timeout. Chance for the Spartans to go up 19. And a chance to double up the Cubs at 38-19 if they're able to get both.
I don't know why I struggle with their mascot name, but Cubs.
Yeah,
it's a baseball team. But anyway,
well, their logo looks like the Clemson Tigers, so I get a little fooled in the same Tigers every time I look at the logo. And it should be Cubs. First free throw, this is strong from Shackelford, who looks to convert the second one now. This is short. Rebound, though, to Parker. Got around his men. Puts up second attempt, no good. Heinz Turner, third attempt, also no good. And Cook finally comes down with the rebound for Humboldt. Ball deflected and out off Heinz Turner.
Two more offensive rebounds for the Spartans. They couldn't convert. But, boy, really crashing the offensive boards.
Humboldt certainly fortunate that Collegiate was unable to come up with any points there on that possession. Certainly had three good chances to come away with 2 points. Instead, Summer's going to move back down the court for Humboldt. Gets it across. Picks up his dribble. Gets it off to Hart. Back to Summer. Parker fells out for the steal. Almost comes away with it. Unable to go. Summer thought he was getting fouled. Looks like a technical is going to be called on Summer.
Yeah, I believe Summer was upset that a foul wasn't called on his drive to the basket. Clearly said something to the official and a technical was called.
Summer threw up a wild shot thinking that he had gotten fouled and that he'd be going for the line. Instead, he gets teed up as he stood up and argued the call. That'll send him to the bench, and it'll be Batiste taking the technicals for Collegiate. 2 shots. First one's good, and certainly just not a mistake you can be having right now if you're Humboldt down by 17 points. You can't be getting teed up.
No, I agree. And I don't know if we called that technical on Sumner. Actually, that was on Page. Logan Page was the one who picked up that technical. Maybe we did say that, or maybe you said that. I just wanted to make sure we were clear for everybody listening.
I think I did call that on Sumner. It looked like he was the one that went to the rim, but it was Page instead that gets whistled for the technical. He was the one that fell to the floor and wanted the foul call. Collegiate converts both free throws, then gets the ball as Hines Turner lays it in, and a quick 4 points for Collegiate. Now has them up 21.
So we didn't get any points on the free throws or the offensive rebounds, but boom, there's four quick ones, and Quentin Fair almost steals the ball.
Ball in the hole underneath, nearly gets it to go instead. Too hard off the glass and rebounded by Batiste. Gets it to Shackelford, double team now, hounded, tries to find Fair, is able to. In the corner to Hines Turner, dribbles against defense, high off the glass, no good. Sumner now with the ball. Slows it down and sets up the offense. Dribbles quickly in against the press. Quick cut to the basket, no good. Rebound blocked by Fair. Spartans double teamed again, able to break the press as Parker moves up for Collegiate 3-on-3. Hines Turner in the post gets it to go. Collegiate able to break the press to great effect, gets a 3-on-3 breakaway.
Oh, another turnover. It's going to go out on the Spartans, but again, harassing Humboldt right after they come across the half-court line, making it nearly impossible for them to set up their offense.
Really good start here for the second half for the Spartans as they now lead 42-19 out to a 23-point lead. Hull looking to get it in, can't find Hart. Drumright picks it off and lays it up in transition.
This time Humboldt clears half court for Sumner. Oh, he
traveled before the basket. And another turnover by the Cubs has Collegiate going the other way.
Looks like Humboldt's going to call another timeout. You can see the frustration mounting on the Humboldt players. And it's hard to blame them. They're working hard out there, and they just can't get anything started. And the Spartans, they're in every passing lane and deflecting every pass, and they've had a couple of steals that have led to easy buckets.
Yeah, that's something I was going to say. Drumright just had a great job there on the last points by the Spartans to jump into the passing lane and just create a complete breakaway opportunity for himself.
Oh, a near cheerleading spin. Good save there by the Spartan cheerleaders.
Leads it now out to a 25-point lead with 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter to score 44-19. Humboldt starting to get into a little bit of a desperation area, I feel like, now.
I would agree with you, and that's probably the reason for their second timeout of the half in the first 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. Only one timeout left for the Humboldt Cubs.
Yeah, certainly a position in the game that Humboldt really has to get something going here quick. Really need kind of an 8, maybe 10-0 run to claw their way back into this game. Certainly not going to be easy to do against Collegiate, but we've seen Humboldt have opportunities to get some fast break points when they've been able to break the press. We'll see if they're able to string something together. Otherwise, Collegiate is going to start to run away with this game.
A little confusion there on who was going to inbound the ball, but it's Spartan's ball.
Drumright gets it into Parker, and he'll control the point for the Spartans. Parker directing the offense at the top of the key. Looking for a pass, gets it to Raspberry. Cross-court pass to Weta. Now back to Parker. Raspberry now back to Hines Turner. Spartans reversing the ball around the perimeter. Back to Raspberry in the right corner. Gets it to Weta, dribble, takes the jumper, good.
It's a great offensive possession for the Spartans coming out of the timeout. Took their time, worked the ball around, got a nice shot.
Yeah, really nice calm set there for the Spartans. Finds an open shot. Nice mid-range look for Weta goes. And the reach-in foul is going to be called on Parker if he was guarding Sumner. That's the third foul on Parker. We'll see if Siegel decides to pull him. Looks like he will. Looks like Batiste is getting ready to go to the table.
You know, I know it's tough for Jaden. He's such a physical presence. I think he sometimes gets some foul calls against him just by being in the area. But he's maintaining his cool. There's another foul by the Spartans. This time it's going to be on Weta.
Foul called on Weta as Harrington elevated for the shot. Looks like they're going to call it on the floor, though, instead. So no free throws. Humboldt certainly arguing that they should be given the free throws there. Looks like that was in the air instead. Pull inbounds from under the basket. Gets it to Cook. Elevates, misses everything. Parker back down the other way. Quick move. Cook in the passing lane deflects it out of bounds.
Parker was looking for Raspberry there, who had established nice position, but good defense by Humboldt.
The Parker inbounding ball under the basket for the Spartans. Finds Hines Turner in the right corner, gets it back to the top of the key to Weta, reverses the ball around to Raspberry. Raspberry dribbles in, picks it up, gives it off to Parker, dribbles in. Elevated jumper, good.
It's a great shot from 13 feet from Jaden. Oh, wow. Again, just harassing defense by the Spartans. Leads to a turnover. And now a foul on Humboldt. See who this one's on.
Yeah, really good move there from the Spartans. Weta able to stop in front of Cook. It looked like he was dribbling the ball and ripped it away. Drumright came up with a quick pass up ahead to Parker, resulted in the foul on the breakaway.
And that foul was on Sam Hull, his fourth.
We'll see if they keep him in.
Ah, Summer picks off a pass, drives the...
Oh, quick Euro step in the lane. Can't get it to go, but it's fouled by Parker, and I believe that's Parker's fourth.
It is. Went for a monster block there. Made contact. I understand wanting to get the block, but with three fouls, this much time left in the game, maybe let that one go.
Humboldt now a chance to get back in the game just a little bit. First free throw is good. Score now 48 for 20. Parker's going to check out for likely a while as Ahmad checks into the game. You said the hole with his fourth foul staying in the game. Humboldt certainly can't really afford to lose him for any time in this game. Could be the last game of the season. I guess you got to use him.
Absolutely.
Second free throw was no good. Leads it back down the other way. Ahmad controls it. Gives it off to Hines Turner. Now reversed around the Raspberry right corner. Given back to Ahmad. Hines Turner dribble. Takes the floater in the lane. Can't get it to go. Misses short. And Cook controls the rebound. Cook dribbles behind his back. Takes out Weta in the corner. In the post now to Hull. Gets it to go. Raspberry tried to draw a charge, but not enough contact there to warrant a call. And score now 48-22 off the make from Hull. Certainly would have been a big call. Had it been called, would have been a full fifth, would have sent him out of the game.
No doubt. Hull established nice position there, though. Made a nice bucket. Weta just misses it.
Weta's jumper on the baseline, no good. Now Humboldt moving back the other way. Harrington elects to pick up the ball, not move in transition. Three from Summer, no good. As body's flying on the floor, as Collegiate comes up with the rebound. Ahmad now controls it. Raspberry will slow to get up. Gets it back across court. Quick drive into the paint from Drumright. Hands it off to Weta, and he's fouled as he went up for the shot.
That's going to be Summer's second foul. He's been the one cut to stay out of foul trouble. Probably a good foul there. Send Weta to the line instead of giving up the easy juice.
Spartans leading by 26. Score 48-22. Weta misses the first free throw. A little too hard off the back iron. See Batiste and Shackelford checking in for the Spartans.
Several Humboldt players with their hands on their knees right now. Know they're tired. Weta makes the second. Here's that press.
Cook controls the ball for Humboldt, nearly double-teamed as he went across half court. Instead, able to keep his dribble. Ball deflected away in the corner. Ahmad trying to trap him against the baseline and the sideline. Picks up his dribble, gets to the hole, though, down underneath, and gets the layup to go.
Good find there by Cook.
Now a 25-point game, 49-24 is the score. Humboldt still showing some signs of life, but certainly have to get something going as this one's gotten a little bit out of hand. 25-point lead for the Spartans, just a minute left in the third quarter. Long pass to Batiste from Ahmad, no good. Batiste couldn't quite touch it in. Hole back under the basket, gets it to go with the foul. Another good in pass there for the Cubs, leads to two with the foul, chance for a three-point play.
Well, you talked about the need for the Cubs to go on a little run to keep this from getting too out of control, and they've done just that. Avery Works is checking in for the Humboldt Cubs. This is his first action of the game and the seventh player we've seen from Humboldt.
It'll be Hole at the line looking to convert the three-point play. Free throw up and good. Spartans now moving up the court with a 22-point lead. At one point it was 28. Humboldt has been able to cut into it just a little bit. Still a big lead for the Spartans, though. Getting late in this game. Shackelford directing the offense. Kicks it in the corner to Batiste. Batiste dribbling against two defenders. Ball deflected and stolen. 44 seconds now left. Summer controlling the ball. Quick one-handed baseball pass up court. Summer takes it back. Floater, no good. Reverse shot, no good from Poole. Bit of a wild shot there. Maybe looking to draw a foul. Can't get anything out of it. Batiste, quick shot in transition, gets it to go.
That was great. It was Chiggy down with the block on the defensive end that sparked that little run for the Spartans. And a great shot by Batiste. Humboldt back down on their offensive end.
Another deflected pass. Drumright comes away with it this time, running out in front of the defense, lays it up off the glass, too strong. Chegge comes down with the rebound and lays it off the glass. And right at the buzzer, that will end the quarter as the Spartans now lead by 26, up 53-27 going into the final quarter. Spartans at this point, I think they can taste that trip. Gosh.
I think you're right. You know, with 30 seconds left there, I was going to comment that Humboldt was maybe making this little run to make the fourth quarter interesting, and then in the last 30 seconds, we score 4 points off of 2 turnovers and back up to a 26-point lead. So I think this quarter we're going to see the Spartans on the offensive end really work the ball around. No need to take any ill-advised shots. If they can get some fast breaks off of their press, maybe, but I think we're going to see a lot of passing, and Humboldt's going to have to kind of go into desperation mode and try to push the ball.
I think that's a great point. I think really at this point in the game, if you're Kalisi, you just need to hold on to the ball for as long as you can, not allow Humboldt to go on, you know, a crazy run within a limited amount of time, because as long as you can do that, the clock's your best friend.
I agree. You know, it's interesting. Logan Page, who picked up the technical, hasn't come back into the game. I don't know if we'll see him again. That's obviously a coach's decision. I don't believe there was any basketball violation that would keep him on the bench. But he was a spark plug for Humboldt, so I hope we'll get a chance to get back in the game.
Yeah, he certainly didn't get tossed from the game or anything like that, just a technical foul, but certainly not one that Humboldt needed given the time and score when it happened. So the coaches decide to leave him on the bench for the time given. Cook picks up his dribble, surrounded by two collegiate defenders, able to get it back out to Hart. Pass given off to Harrington.
Boy, body's on the floor. No fouls called.
Lay up in the lane, no good. Rebound by Summer, trying to get a second chance. Hounded by two defenders. Chegg comes away with the block. Second down, yep. Parker running out in front of the defense, lays it up, and good. Parker did a great job there to come away with the ball and lay it up in front of the defense.
Yeah, back down on this end, Summer was upset. I think he thought he got fouled, but he's back in action.
Chegg. Elevated jumper from Cook, no good. Chegg comes down with the rebound. Quick cross-court pass from Parker to Batiste. Batiste instead takes the ball back out, though, and a wraparound is what he called on Parker, I believe.
And that is his fifth.
And that's going to send Parker out of the game. Tough call there on Parker as that's going to end his night, his fifth foul. Good night for him, though, altogether. Had a couple of good plays. Moved the offense quickly when it was needed.
Yeah, I know that has to be frustrating for him. Again, you know, certainly he's an aggressive defender, and I'm sure some of those fouls were very real, but a couple of them seemed a little ticky-tacky, but that's okay. Nice game. He takes a seat on the bench. He's had a great season, and as you mentioned, I think maybe he gets a chance to play again, so that'd be great. If I'm not mistaken, that's David Chege's fourth block of the half in the last minute.
Yeah, Chege dominating down low right now. Three or four blocks already in the paint. Humboldt able to get the ball in. Cook. Chege now comes away with a steal moving in transition. Gets it. Oh, not off to the tee. Kind of threw it off his face, it almost looked like. Ball's going to be deflected out of bounds, though, off of Park, so Cleve is going to get the ball back.
Big hand for Chege from the Cleve fans. Really working hard out there. Maybe not the guy you want bringing the ball down the court, but hey, that's okay. Well done.
Batiste, three in the corner, no good, misses short. Body's flying everywhere, no call. Thornton's come up with it. Pass up ahead to Batiste and get go off the glass.
So the Spartans stretch the lead to 30. Don't know if that'll mean a running clock here in the sub-state finals. We will see the next dead ball if the clock does in fact stop.
Ball in the paint, no good from Hart. Heinz-Turner now moving the ball up for the Spartans, moving quickly now, cuts into the lane, Euro step around and gets it to go. Nice move to the basket there for Heinz-Turner.
Well, and so much for my theory on passing the ball around and killing some clock. The Spartans have attacked the basket 100% this fourth quarter.
Yeah, not entirely sure the Spartans know the word slow at this point in the game, or at this point early in the season. They move quick, and they move quick all the time, and it leads to a lot of fast break points.
Full-scale substitutions here for the Spartans. Heinz Ward there had a nice steal at the half-court line, but traveled in trying to get the ball to another teammate. So Judas Cyrus has checked in, so now all 12 Spartans on the roster have checked in. I forgot to see if the clock stopped or not.
Will be Summer taking the ball up now for the Cubs. Ball on the floor. Cyrus diving after it. Almost rips it away. Jump ball called instead. Spartans will get the ball on the possession. Looks like Grace is going to check into the game also for the Spartans. In place for Fair.
Senior Quentin Fair getting some love from the Spartan faithful here.
Standing ovation for Fair. Great game from him. He checks out with 4:45 left in the game. Spartans nearing in on a sub-state championship and a trip to the state championship tournament in Hutchinson next week. Grace takes the ball up for the Spartans. Gives it off to Weta in the left corner. Weta out to Raspberry. Raspberry dribbles in. Takes his defenders out to Chege on the perimeter. Chege dribbles into the defense. Guarded by two defenders. Picks up Weta for three. Good. Long pass there from Humboldt. Finds Harrington. Pass deflected by Chege out of bounds. Chege doing just about everything on defense right now, getting in passing lanes and getting blocks.
No doubt, Spartans are going to take a timeout here. I imagine this is when Coach Spiegel says, okay, we don't need to shoot the ball anymore. Let's just pass it around. Yeah, that third quarter, the Spartans extended their lead from halftime, and it's been hard for Humboldt to get anything started. They made a mini run there at the end of the third quarter, but this is just not enough.
Yeah, really just too little too late here from the Humboldt club. Now find themselves down 62-27, a 35-point advantage for the Spartans.
The club, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Really, you know, I was just going to say, the Spartans I think that has really been their goal all season, has been to get to state. We'll see what happens when they get there, but with such a young team, just to make it there at this point is a big accomplishment.
I couldn't agree more. And first round of the state tournament for the boys will be this Thursday, and I'm excited to announce that this amazing radio crew, not including myself in that, will be there to call the game. Whoops. Raspberry gets a rebound, but travels.
Looks like Raspberry forgot to put the ball on the floor there. Took a couple of steps with it, and Humboldt's going to come down with the ball now. Going to inbound under the basket.
Cook.
Foul called, and Cook gets the layup to go. He'll have the chance for the three-point play. Humboldt at this point, just looking to play for a little bit of pride. The clock has started to run on all dead balls, so just under 3 minutes now. The clock continues to run on free throws.
Weta picked up his, Weta picked up his fourth foul there. Fairly inconsequential at this point. You know, as these last few minutes tick off the clock, I hope Humboldt will have a chance to bring Trey Summer out of the game, make sure he gets a nice round of applause. He's the lone senior on the Humboldt team. Heck of a player.
Wow. Weta gets a fadeaway to go on the jumper there. Nice shot from him. Quick pass off the head for Humboldt. Gets it to go. This time it's worth getting the layup. Yeah, like you were saying, though, I really have been impressed with Summer this game. I'd say he was easily the best player on the court for Humboldt, maybe along with Hull.
Agreed. Agreed. And Cook's had a nice game, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Those three really good players, it seems like. Certainly you can see some foundations of a team that really could compete in the future a little bit closer here to go to state. Unable to get it done this time, though. Spartans well on their way to a trip to Hutchinson next weekend.
Without question. Right now the Spartans just dribbling the ball around the perimeter in their what we've grown accustomed to in some of these games. They're just running off the clock, which is appreciated, I'm sure, by some of the fans. I'm sure others would like to see more points go in.
Yeah, certainly no need to add on to anything at this point. The Spartans have doubled up the Cubs 64-32. And they're just going to dribble this one out with about a minute 15 left.
Yeah. I think everyone from Humboldt should be proud of their team. I think they came in with a nice game plan. The Spartans are just tough. And I tell you, any team that plays with six or seven players is gonna struggle against us. Humboldt did. As the fans get to their feet here, in the last 45 seconds of counting down.
Yeah, this really has been a very special season for the Spartans right now. First time in, I believe, 3 years that the Spartans will be heading to state. Last time was 2020 when their campaign was cut short by COVID in their attempt for what would have likely been a state title. They will get their chance now next weekend in Hutchinson to make up for that opportunity, as they will have a chance to win the 3A state championship against seven other teams in Hutchinson. Just 10 seconds now left on the clock as the Spartans dribble it out. Like we said, a really good season from the collegiate Spartans, as this will be the first time in 3 years that they head to the state tournament as they win 64-32 against the Cubs.
Well, Connor, thanks again for all your work this season, and everyone who's listening out there, remember we will be broadcasting from the state tournament games, hopefully, and the regular color commentating crew will be back for those, so everybody please tune in. Great job. Dominant performance again from Spartans.
Yeah, they had a good first half, unable to really kind of pull away there from Humboldt to start the game off, and then just came out guns a-blazing there in the third quarter, really broke this one open and took it from there. And they're going to get a chance to go to Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Looks like we'll have the presentation here of the sub-state championship trophy for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans.
first for the Humboldt Cubs, receiving the runner-up trophy. Senior Trey Summer picked it up. It's a disappointed bunch, but heck of a season for the Cubs.
Yeah, really good team. They came out to play, like we said. Really valiant effort on their part. Kept themselves in this game for the most part.
I'd like to say congratulations to the South State champion, Rick
Stockton. And senior Quentin Fair takes that sub-state champion plaque. We're going to get a picture now with the fans. It's a great tradition. You know, Coach Beagle has a lot of those pictures in his office. Actually, he has every single one of these pictures from the sub-state championship in his office. Great basketball tradition at Collegiate continuing on. And it will be interesting to see how this young team can do against the seven other best 3A teams in the state. We talked on the drive here, Connor. This was a 1-2 matchup in six of the other seven sub-state finals. They were also 1-2 matchups. I think there was a 4-2 matchup in the other one. But there are going to be some good teams at state, as there always are, and it'll be interesting to see how these young guys can maintain their composure.
Yeah, you certainly feel like the goal has now been accomplished for the Spartans. They have made it to state. I feel like that's kind of what they set out to do at the start of the year. Now you see where you can go from there. You see what you can accomplish with this young of the team, what your first taste of this kind of high-level competition is going to be in going for a state championship.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Well, that'll do it for our coverage here on the Collegiate Sports Network. As it has been mentioned, we will be in Hutchinson for the state tournament starting Thursday. That time will be to be announced, so keep on the lookout for when that game will be, and we'll be where that game is, and at what time. We're not entirely sure, but like we said, we'll let you know, and keep a lookout for whatever time that is. Thank you for joining us on the Collegiate Sports Network tonight. The Wichita Collegiate Spartans win 64-32 over the Humboldt Cubs to make it to the state championship. For Chris Ashbrook, I'm Connor Schubach. Thank you. We'll see you. Goodbye.